Spring might be upon us, but we are celebrating like it's Halloween because the Outlast Trials launches tomorrow. And now that the embargo has been lifted, we have everything that you need to know about the latest chapter and one of my favorite series in all of video games. So please, let's talk about it.
Are you listening?
Hey, welcome back, my friends. Big week in the world of horror video games as the Outlast Trials, a new multiplayer online horror game, is launching in early access this week. And what can I say about this? I absolutely adore this franchise. I mean, Outlast 1 was such a fantastic horror experience. Whistleblower, yeah, it was okay. But Outlast 2, while critically speaking, it wasn't really that good, I loved it and felt like it was such an original game for the series and also a just solid horror video game experience. However, when it comes to the Outlast Trials, I mean, initially, I gotta admit, I was bummed to hear that the studio was not going to be working on Outlast 3 as their next game. But the more and more that I read and see about the Outlast Trials, I mean, man, this game is going to be sick. If you haven't heard, the Outlast Trials will be set in the era of the Cold War. The Murkoff Corporation is kidnapping human guinea pigs to test brainwashing and mind control techniques on. You will play as a prisoner of the Murkoff Corporation who must complete their trials either by yourself or with a team of 2, 3, or 4 other players. Ultimately, your goal is to complete the Murkoff therapy and find your way to be released back to society. And this game genuinely looks so awesome. Although, like I said, I had my concerns, specifically with multiplayer. You know, I don't know, there's just something about it. Like, I kind of worried that, like, in doing multiplayer, you might lose the magic of what makes an Outlast game. Although, that being said, after watching some gameplay footage, this game, even though it's 100% a multiplayer experience, it is still an Outlast experience. Your night vision still has a battery that you have to worry about. The lunatics are chasing you down as much as possible, and you still have to use stealth to survive. And realistically, after seeing all of this gameplay footage, I mean, the Outlast Trials is offering something that I never knew I wanted. Like, story time with Bryant real quick. I'm not just a fan of horror games. I love horror movies. And an Outlast multiplayer game like this really has the opportunity to put you and your friends through, like, a similar Saw type of experience. Now, that being said, multiplayer is not required. The Outlast Trials can also be played solo, and the developer even said themselves, co-op is never forced when it comes to mandatory objectives. This game is 100% about surviving and getting out. But we should also point out that new for the series, the Outlast Trials will also offer character customization. Granted, the game is still primarily a first-person game, but you will be able to design your own trial patient, and on top of that, you will be able to customize your in-game cell and be able to select from various tools, upgrades, and perks that will match your playstyle. I gotta say, I think for me, my playstyle is like hide under a mattress. Hopefully they've got perks for that. Now, with the game launching in early access, it is important to remember that this won't be the full launch experience, and there are probably going to be some bugs. With developer Red Barrel saying, the early access build will include all the main features and will be fully playable. Players will be pushed to their limits in new environments with new trials, several challenges, and variators. The Outlast Trials will also feature a seasonal program, character and cell customization, full character progression with a narrative introduction, and a surprising conclusion to each region released and more. And of course, this will all gradually happen throughout early access. And while initially early access will be available for just PC, the Outlast Trials is currently listed for consoles, but it doesn't sound like it will be part of early access. In fact, probably my assumption here, I would assume that consoles will get the game probably when it comes out to full launch, which I don't believe that that date has been announced yet. I think they're kind of trying to see how early access goes, and then they'll pick full launch day. But I gotta say, if you're kind of on the fence here, for me, quite possibly the biggest benefit to picking up the game during early access is developer Red Barrel did confirm that the early access price will be lower than the full version cost of the game. And yeah, I am definitely gonna be checking this game out, and hopefully you will be joining me in taking part of the Outlast Trials when the game launches on May 18th.